Governor Rick Perry's announcement comes a month after he directed the legislature to spend millions of dollars increasing the number of Department of Public Safety officers near the border. And Governor Perry says it's working. Because of Operation Strong Safety, he says 36% fewer people have been apprehended in a three-week span. But apparently more needs to be done, which is why Perry is sending up to 1,000 National Guard troops to the Rio Grande Valley.
These additional resources will help combat the brutal Mexican drug cartels that are preying upon our communities, and also will help deter others before they have a chance to harm our citizens and become criminal aliens within our borders.
Major General John Nichols with the Texas National Guard says the troops will be deployed over the next 30 days and will be in support of the Texas DPS.
So I want to make that very, very specific. We support DPS. We support civil authority. We are the National Guard. We're your citizen soldiers and airmen here. We're your Texas brethren. We live next door to you. We work with you. And in times of need, we come to your aid.
Those additional DPS personnel were already costing the state $1.3 million a week. The Guard troops could cost up to $12 million a month. Many Republicans say they expect the federal government to pay back the state. A number of Democrats have criticized the governor's decision. State Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa, a McAllen Democrat, says the border should not be militarized.
The reality is that we're managing the situation in the Rio Grande Valley. We have the churches, we have the charitable organizations. We have individuals volunteering to help clothe, feed, house, and provide health checkups to these families. They're not armed. They're not carrying weapons. So the calling of the National Guard sent the wrong message.
Meanwhile, the White House says the number of unaccompanied minors crossing the border has been dropping. President Barack Obama plans to meet Friday with the presidents of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, where many of these children come from. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.